Good morning. Do you remember the story about the children of Israel when they were in Egypt? Do you remember that story when they were slaves and they were being mistreated and things were really getting bad there? Do you remember that story? Do you remember what happened? And things were getting really, really bad, and then there was all kinds of things happening. There was plagues, right? And there was miracles, and all things were going. And then the night before they were ready to leave, what happened? All the oldest children and all the oldest, you had all the firstborn. They didn't make it through the night, except for the children of Israel, right? The ones that sacrificed the Passover. And what happened the next morning when they were ready to go? Then Pharaoh was ready to get rid of him, right? He just get out of here. And then he changed his mind and he came after him. And there was just so much things happening. And they got trapped by the Red Sea. And then remember that? And then it parted. And then they crossed. And then it flooded the soldiers. There was all kinds of things happening. And you know what? The Bible references, when it references that whole time, it references an animal. And I want you to listen to this and tell me which animal. This is how it describes all that stuff that was going on then. It says, "You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." It's the animal. It's comparing it to an eagle and how God brought deliverance to them as if an eagle brought them out. Why does it use the eagle? There's so many references in the Bible to eagles. We were studying that in Sabbath school. Why do you think the Bible references eagles? And it's used for countries to designate power and the coat of arms, even our own country. Why did they do that for eagles? Why do you think? Yeah, they're smart, they're powerful. They fly really high, higher than the other birds, and they're super strong. Very strong. They're fast, they're big. They're magnificent birds. And you know what? They're also kind of mysterious. You know, King Solomon, he knew a lot about all animals and plants, and he was very knowledgeable. But you know what? He said there's four things that he doesn't understand. He says, "There are three things which are too wonderful for me. Yes, four which I do not understand." And you know what the number one thing is? What do you think it is? It says, what is what? Knowledge. I don't know. The one thing that he said that he doesn't understand, it says, the way of an eagle in the air. So even Solomon didn't even understand these birds. Have any of you heard of the Decorah eagles? How many of you have heard of the Decorah eagles? You have? Okay, great. I'm going to tell you about the Decorah eagles. There was a group in Decorah, Idaho. I mean, Ohio. Iowa. I got to get this right. Decorah, Iowa. There's a group out there that wants to study the eagles. And they found these eagles that are nesting in this fish hatchery. And they put cameras on them. And they started watching these eagles like a couple years ago. And they saw them have their babies. And the first year they had two babies, and the next year they had three babies, and the next year they had two babies. And then you know what they decided? They decided, you know what, we're going to put up huge cameras, like a big one that pans and zooms, and then we're going to have lights at night, and we're going to show everyone these eagles because they're so fascinating. So last fall they put up these big cameras, and just to show you how big the nest is, I'm going to show you. This is them putting up the cameras. You see how big that nest is? It's almost like a big hot tub. See that? How big it is? And that shows the man. He's putting up these cameras. They're huge. You know how big they are? Here, come over here and take this. Hold on to this. I'm going to show you how big their wingspan is, just because you asked. This is 5 feet. Some of them are 6 feet and even seven. The females are 30% bigger than the males. That's pretty big. When they stretch out their wings, they're huge. They're very big birds. And you know what? No, that's a both side when they spread their wings. And you know what? They have in February, they laid three eggs. And last month, they started hatching. April 2nd, one hatched. April 3rd, the second one hatched. And April 6th, the third one hatched. And they're in the nest right now. And they're big. They're getting big. One's almost like coming out of the nest. So it's a great time to watch these eagles. So I'm going to hand you something. And it's the website where you can watch them. And you can watch them 24 hours a day. They have the cameras on them all the time. A day or night, you can watch what those eagles are doing with those three babies. And the mom and dad, they're magnificent to watch them. They're really taking good care of their babies, bringing them food. They eat a lot of food, and they'll feed their babies before they even eat themselves. So they're really taking good care. And when you go home and you watch these eagles, I want you to remember something in the Bible. It says, as an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings, so the Lord alone led him. And it's talking about when he delivered us. And God is going to be like the eagle. He's going to deliver us from this world of sin. He delivers us already from the bondage of sin. And someday he's going to come and take us away like the eagles, just coming out of the sky, magnificent like those, okay? So when you watch these eagles, think about God and how he protects us and cares for us and how magnificent he is, okay? All right, let's bow our heads and say a prayer, okay? Dear Lord, who made the beautiful eagles, Lord, we praise you and we thank you for making these magnificent animals to show us a part of your character and how you love us and will deliver us from the bondage of sin. We praise you and thank you. Amen.